know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And I don't know, like, if there's a part of me that just struggles just focusing on the impact of Jared Allen for Evan Mobley, that I just, there's just something that crystallized in the playoffs that I just feel like I agree on one hand with Spencer. On the other hand, I don't think it's just about, I don't think it's just about Jared Allen.
Well, I mean, are you suggesting that it'd be more about Mobley in that point?
No.
Or you mean as the team construction as a whole?
I think the reason why Evan Mobley didn't get the touches that he needed late in that Indiana series, which absolutely would have swung that series in the Cavs' favor, I think is because he's got two alpha guards. And it's not even just about the ball in their hand at the same time. It's about they both want to win and they want to be the reason that you win. And unfortunately, that's one too many cooks in the kitchen. The trickle-down effect does not get to Evan.
No, I get what you're saying. I've always wondered, though, if it's more from an offensive standpoint, more the idea that, you know, when they try to get him to go shoot three-pointers, he just kind of didn't want to.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that's going to be something that he really wraps his brain around. Is that, like, I have to be the guy, I have to take over. And on top of that, then I have to shoot more than 14 attempts a game.
Yeah, and so I think that's fair. I think there is just a personality question. Is Evan Mobley that guy? I will say he answered the call this year.
I mean, it definitely raised, we saw more of an input, right? And it's like, but is that part of the gradual input to him becoming this MVP caliber player? Is that what that is?
Well, yes, but I think there just have to be opportunities. And I think that's the thing, that's the catch 22 you're in, is everybody talks about how Darius and Donovan make you susceptible on the defensive side of the ball, which is 100% true. And in reality, Darius is a far better table setter and playmaker from the point guard spot than Donovan is. There's a reason Donovan's more of a combo guard. At the same point, their redundancies then tax whatever, like this notion that Evan just has, oh, he's just got to call for it more. Well, he's on a roster with a guy that was the veteran of note on the team when he came into the league, and then a year later they traded for a top 20 player. So, like, yes, Evan has to be more vocal. I think he was this year, but like if we just even put Evan's development this year on the three-point shooting, I think we're missing it. I saw him carry the ball up more, even during the Indiana series. We saw him bring the ball up more,
sure,
facilitate. He is a damn near elite-level passer. Like, you can run the offense through him to some degree. I don't think you can do that if you have Donovan and Darius, though. All right, sorry. I don't think it will happen if both those guards are still here as well.
You're right. I mean, they only got one basketball to go around. It felt like to me that even though Mobley took a pretty significant jump, in my opinion, this year, and just the jump you're asking him from this year to next year, it's going to be a large one, at least according to Kobe today. I mean, he really put he put this a lot on Evan Mobley's shoulders in a way that I don't know if you've seen. Or really, I want to make this point, and we'll wrap it around. But like in the four final teams in the NBA playoffs this year, right? Mm-hmm. What's the one common thread between all of them? They're all point guard playing. No, they're all point. That's one. So we got two threads. Yeah. Thank you for that. No, they're all point guard dominant. Their best players, all their point guard. Jalen Brunson with the Knicks, Tyrese Halliburton with the Pacers, SGA with the Thunder, and then Anthony Edwards with Minnesota. Like the way the NBA is and the way that this playoffs is kind of shaken out a little bit, it's interesting that now the Cavs are going so Evan, and you have to. You don't have a choice, but the NBA has kind of reversed it where these point guards are just, they're killing it right now.
I think the beauty of the way the NBA is set, honestly, it's very similar to how the NFL is set parity-wise. Now, in the NFL, it's like 20 of 32 teams. In the NBA, maybe it's now 12 or 13 teams per year. But I think the beauty is, on any given year, a different formula can win. And I think that's what makes this whole thing incredibly tantalizing. I don't think you're that far off. But I guess maybe this is my response to Spencer. Do I think you need to get a starting impact player, probably a wing player of some repute, in return for Jarrett? Yes. But I think you really have to ask yourself the hard questions about Darius. And listen, if Donovan wasn't here, I wouldn't be asking this question. I really wouldn't. I want to see Darius succeed. I want to see Darius succeed here. But you have a fundamental flaw in the way this thing is built. And if you got to really ask yourself, if you're Kobe, am I willing to sacrifice the ceiling of Evan Mobley, maybe the best player I've drafted, because I have some sort of loyalty or emotional connection to the second best player I've drafted in Darius Garland? And the answer, if you really want to win a championship, listen, if this thing's just about good vibes, and we're going to get to maybe top out of the Eastern Conference Finals, and we're going to have a five-year run, six-year, seven-year run that is as good as it gets, then just keep running the ball out there and let's have some fun. But let's be honest about it. If you're about Dan Gilbert spending, I mean, umpteenth after umpteenth dollar to chase a championship, and if you're about chasing a championship, now's when it doesn't mean you have to get. You might have the answer this year. You might not have the move to make to get there. But you better be having that conversation, because that's where we are with this thing is.
I would think they're going to have every conversation under the sun. I think that's why even like earlier today when people are debating Giannis for Evan Mobley, you know, people having real conversations about that. Do I think the Cavs are looking at it and being like, it's a complete non-starter? If you believe Kobe today, he made that impression that it was. But I don't think it is.
It should be. Yeah. I don't think people realize how hard it is, the scenario that Evan's in, to be the guy I think everybody wants him to be, which is either Kevin Durant or Tim Duncan or Kevin Garnett. Yes, all of those guys came into the NBA the same age. Tim was a little bit older. But, those guys didn't come into a situation where they had to be the third or fourth best player on that team and then fight for the touches. It's becoming a math problem, and I'm not great at math, but it's just becoming very obvious. And so, I would consider clearly trading Jarrett or Darius. I would not I'd consider trading Donovan before I'd consider trading Evan.
Even for Giannis?
Yeah. Giannis is what, 31, 32?
He's 30.
So 30? Yeah,
you probably got five more years with Giannis, 4 or 5 years with Giannis.
That's a big if too. He's big. You just never know.
I mean, yeah, obviously you never know, but he's once again going to finish top four in the MVP for the seventh straight season.
I also think
he's won two MVPs.
Look at Giannis's numbers, and the reason why he scores 30 points a game is because the offense is so Giannis heavy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That everybody else just gets a little bit of sunlight. I don't know Donovan and Giannis actually work together.
I'm trying to figure out the right setup that would be, because what we described with Mobley is ultimately what it would be if you put Giannis on this court on this team. Like that, in an ideal world, that's what Evan Mobley morphs into, is someone of that caliber that really the offense does go through him, but and maybe, he does get a lot of opportunities.
Maybe a better 3-point shooter. I love Giannis, but that's always been a work in progress part of his game. I think the Evan that we got this, 38% 3-point shooting, I think that's totally sustainable for him at his age.
They're different games, clearly, but it's still the point remains. Giannis or Mobley, you want the offense at one point to really go through him and not as much through Donovan, but it's still when Donovan's here, the usage rate is still going to be through the roof.
I think
it's how it always
is. I think the thing you're going to need is, whether it's Jarrett and or Darius in separate trades, you need to find another, a smaller wing, more of a two-guard build instead of a three-guard, or instead of a three, but a lower usage player that can shoot the you-know-what out of the ball. And I don't know who that guy is. I think you made the Derek White point earlier. Derek's a little undersized for what I'm talking about.
Derek in San Antonio couldn't shoot the three.
But
that's what we made it so impressive. He came to Boston, and then all of a sudden he went from a 30% 3-point shooter to a 40% 3-point shooter, and they figured it out.
But I think you need a lower usage wing that can shoot really well, that can score on multiple levels, but has size to offset Donovan's lack of size, and is also a secondary playmaker. I think I just described Tyler Hero. Or Desmond Bane.
You just love Tyler Hero.
Ah.
And you want to do the Bane thing.
216-474-0092. How do the Cavs get Evan Mobley more involved on offense? We do have to switch gears here. Ralph Vacchiano, NFL writer for Fox Sports, has something to say about where the Browns are going this year. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.